New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
We're back, Jay Foreman, DP Austin Orman. The vortex is in full effect. It is growing. It is
like 1,198.
There it is. It's almost doubled since this morning. I will say this. The one thing, this is just my opinion, is whatever. I think Nebraska, in some ways, is in a little bit of a tricky spot. Number one, you're 6-6. So that means when teams look at you, look at your talent, okay, you've done something. First of all, you've made a bowl game. So something must be different, right? So that's number one. So then people like try to pluck off your roster. Example, Lane Kiffin already got a guy from Arkansas, got another guy from Bama. He's been working. So he's going to, they go and pluck. But then also when you hadn't won and you do have, which I call tangible success, as from a player perspective, I can't speak for any of the players. I could just say just in my thought process is that you have tangible success and you've been treated so well over there, you know, as far as you get fanfare and all that other stuff and NIL and all that stuff. Now you can get brand new. So now you can start look. Now you think you can start looking. So that's where it's a little bit tricky. Obviously the appeal of the vortex will never die down.
Can we accept that
the vortex
that it's not that in some cases, and I think you could break them down to thirds.
Mm-hmm.
Third of it is going for the most money. A third mm-hmm. of it is going for the best opportunity. And a third of them just don't want to be where they are because of a variety of reasons.
Yeah.
That it may not be an appeal thing when it comes to the transfer portal. That it may be, in some cases, it's an actual necessity for them to get out and change. And then let's also remember, in a lot of these cases, the coaches are already 1 foot out the door, or in some cases, they've already hit them with deuces, and they're already out. So if you're, Texter mentioned Marshall. When your coach bails, that entire roster has to stop, pause, and consider.
Right.
That was Marshall's an interesting one, though, because they Tim Miles'd him. They didn't fire him. He didn't leave. They just didn't offer him another contract.
So but I mean,
that's just wild what's going on with Charles.
Right. Yeah. And if you're a player, how do you swallow that?
But that's a athletic director problem. That's not a coach's problem.
Right. But I mean, all of this, right? Because we now know that a lot of the transfer portal stuff isn't about the head coach. It's not about money. It's not even about the university. In some cases, it is this dude just don't like me. Like some assistant don't like me. Right? Can we be honest and say that exists?
I mean, there's a plenty of, but I will tell you this, man. I'm going to tell people out there, and this is a harsh reality of sports. And I'm going to tell this to any player out there. And I realize this, and I would never forget when, and I will not say who's told me this, but he said, listen, through your career, if you're lucky enough to play in the NFL, and this was told to me in college, right? Because I was asking it. I was in a college asking. He said, most likely, you're going to play for coaches that don't think you're very good. Mm-hmm. You're going to, right? Or a coach that, you're going to play for a coach that doesn't think you're very good. He's like, you might play for a long time for him. He's like, you'll play for a coach that doesn't like you, and it's unwarranted. Mm-hmm. He's like, you will play for a coach that constantly is not telling the truth and telling you one thing, going to do another.
Say that part louder for the people in the back.
Hold on, I'm not done yet. You will play for a coach that doesn't like you because of your color, your skin. So, for instance, if you're worried about being liked in this game of football, then you're not approaching it with the right mindset. Because, to be honest with you, as a player in college, I didn't like any of my coaches. I respected them. I like them now that I'm a grown man. I didn't like them. I didn't want to talk to them. I didn't want to hang out with them. So this love affair of being liked and all that stuff, I don't understand it because I never thought of it like that.
But did your coaches respect you?
They respected my work. I could tell. Coaches that didn't that crossed that line though.
I mean,
we didn't have a chance. But at the end of the day, all I'm saying is like, all the things that you think that are happening, they will happen somewhere else in some form or fashion.
I played baseball in Virginia. In Virginia. And I'm not talking about Northern Virginia. I'm talking about Confederate Virginia. Right. And baseball back then, there weren't a lot of brothers who had crossed over into baseball. And so I knew all-star coaches weren't going to pick me. I knew that coaches weren't going to be familiar with guys who played the way I played, because I played a speed game. I looked a certain way. And I knew that friction was going to be engaged. But I also knew that I was going to figure out a way to make you play. Make you play me.
There's always that figure it out, you know, and I always say, like, deal with it or make the most of it till they make you make a decision that you don't want to.
Mm-hmm.
You got to understand the situation and where you are in your career. To be frank, you know, like when I got down to Houston, listen, I'm in the pros now. Okay. So this is not like, don't think like for any player, don't think like it doesn't, it don't matter where you're at. It's gonna
never
happen.
Ends.
Right. So look, I came in as a pretty much a late draft choice. Not pretty much. I was a late draft choice in Buffalo. Scratched and clawed my way onto the roster. Get out there and play. End up starting. End up continuing to start. New coaches come in. And Miles Aldridge, we end up being cool. But at the time, I didn't like him because he was like, man, I don't think you're very good. He said, matter of fact, I would rather play this person. And then I'll tell you this. And then proceeded to play him. All right. Now, how he played him was a little, when you get into training camp with a new coaching staff, it's different because they don't care about none of you. It's just like throw the ball out there and just see what you could do. But then finally he came up to, he came up to me, I'm running the locker room before Pittsburgh. I'm still starting, but I know what he wants to do because he already told me beforehand. He said, listen, man, if you don't play good at night, I'm going to tell him to cut you. Now, mind you, I started for 3 years. Okay. The year before, I led the team in tackles. All right. And tackles for loss. So it don't think you so sweet that you're just one. And that's not minimizing anything. That's not saying that it's not a big deal to you. All I'm saying is this, at the highest level, it does happen. So then I get traded. How I got traded, that's already been in history. You get down there and, mind you, the team traded for me. The coordinator was always looking, you know, if you know Vic Fangio, he would throw some stuff over the bow to see if it hits. Right? Luckily enough, Reggie Herring believed in me, which is why we were pretty so tight. So then he, you know, kind of like safeguarded me from it. But then once he...
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Got tired of it. Then them two went to battle for it. But then obviously by that time I was established. The point of the story is, however you get in the portal, my only advice is to you, if you get in the portal, if you make sure you're getting in there for the right reasons,
yeah.
More importantly, are you talking to the right people?
Yeah.
That's number one.
Yep.
Portal, NIL. Are you talking to the right people?
And do you have people? Because
there's plenty of people. Are you talking to the right people?
No, well, but you would have access, and somebody else on your team may not have the same access and resources that you do. Right. So your resource pool is different than player number 107 or player number 87.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
That happens, and different people are reaching out to you. If you're player 47 or 27, it's a different conversation about why you're in the transfer portal and why you're communicating. At the bottom half of this thing, different conversations take place. You get tired of being a tackling dummy. Listen, if I got to go against that old black shirt defense and I'm getting banged up with the number 6 offensive line, guess what?
Yeah.
For my own greater good, I'm looking at this. Look, it might make more sense for me to not be running back number 12 here and be running back number 3 somewhere else where, guess what? I'm on the other side. I'm running behind the first line.
Yeah. There's always, you know, different, you know, like backstories or whatever to how they get in the portal. It's just that, you know, especially around here, you got a lot of people talking that don't know what they're talking about. And then you got to make sure you're doing it for the right reason.
Yeah.
And there's a business side and there's a playing side. You got to either separate the two or learn when they both intertwine. You almost have to take the emotions out of it. Because right now, the idea of connection and all that, and that, like I said, Nebraska's at a tricky spot. And so it's a little bit different. But the portal is way over 1,000. Princewell is number one, according to 24/7. Then you go down to Big Game James is already 100% committed or whatever to Florida State. There's only really very few commits. Two of them are Ole Miss. Jaheim Otis, D lineman from Alabama. He going to Ole Miss. I think that's a high school connection too, from the coach and stuff. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot.
And Nebraska has some opportunity with new coaches that some recruits and some transfers, folks who have been recruited along the way by these coaches,
and bring them in. Yeah,
will come in and help this program. So what you lose sometimes, you know, by subtraction, there's addition. And you can coach a different way. You can play a different way. You can do a bunch of things.
I mean, it's going to be, I don't even know, like, how you're just going to constantly be scouring. And I'm sure they got a lot of intel from their, because a lot of these kids are, you know, previously recruited or, you know, obviously, you know, ranked before. So you just got to just check them out and check out what position and need and whatever is most important and see where they're at. It's just going to be interesting to.
And you got to talk to their coaches. You got to talk to their
45 days,
right? Like you, it's a short window to go and get the dirt, and you need the dirt. You need the dirt on a player. You'll be able to find the shine. That's the easy part. Oh, well, he had 6.5 sacks but what kept him from being happy? What kept him from being the star? What kept him? Why is he answering my phone call?
and what do they want?
Yeah.
To find out what do they really want? Mm-hmm. You know, is it because you thought you had a good, you know, year, you could, you know, get more, you don't have a good, you know, say financial situation with NIL, wherever you're at, you want more opportunity, maybe you split time and you're on a good team, but you want to go somewhere and be a starter. Maybe it is that, you know, like DP said, you want to go and get carries. So you might have to go down and then you can level back up after you kind of really get a chance.
And you might want to go home. You might want to go home. You might want to be closer to mom, sick relative, girlfriend. There's a 100 reasons why you might want to be where you are. And not all of them are nefarious and venom based. Some of them are just simply, you know what? Give me the option, you know, and I think I talked to you and Austin about that. Had this been available to me in college after my sophomore year, I would have gone back and played at Howard simply because it was close to home, convenient. I would have been top of the lineup guy and I could have played football too. And it had nothing to do with anything else. I wasn't dissatisfied. Yeah. I had an assistant coach who was a jerk. And as you said, he was a racist and I knew he was a racist. Yeah. Yeah, when your coach shows up and shows you that his family was Klan.
I just think that it's just over time. I just look at football as just numbers. Like, there's not going to be – no situation is perfect. It's not. That's just – it's just humanly impossible.
Yeah.
So if you're fixated on it not being perfect, then you're making it, you're making, not saying that you don't make the decision that you might make, but you're making it with the wrong base. You got to look at, okay, where am I, where was I at last year versus where am I at now and where I could be some next year.
There really is imperfection though, right, Jay?
Like, there is imperfection. I mean, look at you got like Georgia, nobody. You got Georgia that just, you know, got the number two seed. Jesse Tuggleson's in there.
Yeah, receiver. Like there literally is no, there's no perfect. There's nobody that would go, you know what? This is perfect. This is perfect.
No. And you know, Nebraska's a little bit different. You know, obviously this weekend, look, man, it's you got the internet dudes out here trying to take stories out there. You got to be very careful doing that. You know, so that's to me, that's low class. Now, if supposedly you got the okay, I highly doubt it, you know, but taking conversations to the internet or trying to, I guess, profit by clicks off of these kids that look, they're in a very like very vulnerable situation or time, right? You know, say like the defensive line and the defensive look, they're two leaders, or at least two of the four leaders have just taken other jobs. So they're vulnerable. And then if you try to like profit off it, for whether it's clicks or money or whatever, you know, you're like, you know, that's that. I don't agree with it. You got to do whatever you need to do. All I'm saying is like for the players, if I would talk to the players, if you're looking for perfection in this world of imperfections, in this whole world, you're going about it the wrong way. If you're trying to get a better situation, whether it's solely financially or solely playing time, or a combination of both, then you go from there. But, you know, it just never will be perfect because nobody's perfect out there. But anyways, we'll take a quick break, come back. Man, this thing keeps going, growing and growing. What do you think the number will be? Do you think the first week will be the most?
No. I think the Monday after, or the Tuesday after the Monday night championship game, that's when it goes buck wild.
By those guys. By those teams.
Because they have the highest value. They will have national championship players have the greatest value. Because as you say, your greatest asset is your work.
Yeah. Well, and they've been seeing
more eyes too, more opportunities. You've had, you know, two more weeks of practice than everybody else.
Yeah, at least more tape. At least you won't be out of shape.
Yep. Hey, all of that true, right?
Yeah. Yeah, man. Man, it's crazy. Anyways, Jay Foreman, DP Austin, quick break. We'll be right back.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.